This morning, we're covering the matter of confessing and repenting. This is the second message in the morning revival time. So if you have that, Lord Jesus. You know, in the last night's message, we talked about, yesterday, we talked about exercising our spirit. Amen. And I really appreciate that exercising our spirit is not just a speaking louder in a meeting. But actually, as a brother shared, really the best way to exercise our spirit is to confess our sins. Because Brother Dennis shared yesterday about the conscience is the leading part of our spirit. So, really, this is the first thing that we need to experience as believers. Even this is the first thing the Lord touches when we first get saved, is we realize that we are sinners. So, and this is something we need to continue to take care of, is our conscience. And this is what Paul did, you know, in Acts 24:16. He says, I exercise myself always to have a conscience without offense for God and man. Amen. Today we're talking about, really, we need to have a conscience without offense before God. This is really the key to our Christian life, is a pure, good conscience. And this confessing, we're not talking about just looking at ourselves and saying, what did I do wrong today? This is actually something dependent upon our fellowship with the Lord. I don't know how many of you have tried confessing. Maybe none of you have confessed for, or some of you have not confessed for more than 5 minutes. You know, it's something, when we confess to the Lord, sometimes we can confess one or two things, and then that's it, you know. But this is really dependent upon the Lord shining within us. That's in John, 1 John 1:7. It says, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from every sin. So here we see that walking in the light has to do with the cleansing blood. When we walk in the light, the Lord exposes all the darkness in us. And this, then, at that point, we realize our need for the blood. This is such a wonderful experience. When we come to the Lord in the morning, we're not seeking to confess sins. We're seeking fellowship with the Lord. But the Lord, His light is so shining, and we are in darkness. So, but when we come to the Lord to fellowship, He will bring up things. You know, what about this? And then you say, Lord, forgive me. You know, even to confess, that word in Greek means to speak the same thing as another, or to agree with. So we just, when the Lord shines, we just agree. You know, we don't have to search it ourselves. The Lord says something, you say, amen, that's right. That's a sin, and I'm sorry. Amen. This is our experience with the Lord. It's just fellowshipping with Him, and then He shines, and then we confess it. Amen. And this is the normal life. We actually, here in 1 John 1:8, it says, if we say that we do not have sin, we are deceiving ourselves. You know, we have sin. This is who we are in our being. We just have sin. So it is a normal thing that we have to confess. If we don't have to confess, then we're really not a human being, because that means we don't have sin. So it's normal that we have to come to the Lord and we need to confess. And this is the cycle. In 1 John 1:8, there's this footnote that speaks of the cycle of life. It's in 1 John 1:7. And it says that there's a cycle. There's the eternal life that we have. When we first receive the Lord, there's the eternal life. And then there's the fellowship. Our fellowship is dependent on the life we have. We have the life of God, therefore we can fellowship with Him. And then, through our fellowship with Him, there comes the light. Isn't this good? When we fellowship with the Lord, the light comes. And then this light, after that is the blood. After the light, there is the blood. Amen. Hallelujah, we have the blood. Amen. This is a crucial thing. Amen. We have the blood of Jesus. Amen. And this is why, when we come to the Lord, We do not need to be afraid of His presence. You know, because we have the blood. No matter what we've done, no matter what sin we have the blood. When we come to the Lord, we just need to come to Him, fellowship with Him. When the light comes, just to confess. So there's a Psalm 51, and it's a Psalm of David. And after he committed this great sin with adultery and murder, he came to the Lord and realized that he was a sinner. And this is really, we need to take this as a pattern of how to pray and confess our sins. So I just want to read a few things that really touched me about this. He says, in the first line, he says, "Be gracious to me, O God." We need to say this to the Lord in the morning. Be gracious to me. And according to your loving kindness. The Lord loves us and He has compassion on us. So we just need to come to Him and not be afraid. And then he says, after he confesses, he says, "Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly." This is our experience. When we come to the Lord, we need to be washed by Him. And eventually he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Every time we come to the Lord, our heart has become dirty. It has become just, we're not even loving the Lord after we're just not fellowshipping with Him. We need to say, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Even we say, "Do not cast me from your presence." We don't want to be away from the Lord's presence. Even in our sinful condition, we need to say, "Lord, I want to come to you this morning. Amen. I want to touch you, even though I feel so terrible. Even though I feel like I haven't even talked to you in so long. But I just come to you. Do not cast me from your presence." He says, "Restore to me the gladness of your salvation. Bring me back to the joy. I want to enjoy you." And as we do this, eventually, that confessing led David to pray according to God's heart. When we confess, this leads us to love the Lord more. You know, as we saw yesterday, our conscience is like the gateway to our heart. It is the leading part of our spirit, and the heart is composed of the soul plus the conscience. So when we pray, when we confess our sins, we are brought into more love for the Lord because our conscience is the key part, is in our heart. So when we enjoy, when we confess our sins, we come and we learn to love the Lord more. Don't we need to love the Lord more this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I think Brother Timothy is going to share a little bit more.
Okay, this time is concerning a time, a very time with the Lord. This is the second meeting we have. But I just want to remind maybe some of the new ones, you don't know that you may think that today we are covering confessing and repenting. So when you spend time with the Lord, this is your topic. No, it doesn't mean that. Every day we have a topic, but it's help us to spend time with the Lord. You can do what you did yesterday. Of course, yesterday was concerning rising up early and calling on the Lord. So when you go to your personal time, still call. You know? Don't say today, you know, we are not on calling, so I don't call. It's the same, you know, if you continue tomorrow, I think it's concerning prayer reading. So you can do prayer reading today too. You know? So and after that is loving the Lord and singing to the Lord. You can do the whole thing, you know. You don't need to wait for tomorrow or the day after. So I just want to mention this first. And the second thing, our brother just shared concerning confessing. I don't know, the verses Brother Benjamin mentioned also, I don't know, maybe Dave also. Brother Dave, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, well, somebody say, yeah, okay, also mentioned confessing there. Maybe we can read that. Maybe some new ones. I don't want you to get confused. That verse has nothing to do with what we are touching today, this morning. So let's turn to, you have the verse sheet. The verse sheet underneath 1 Timothy chapter 12, verse 12. Let's just read that. 6:12, right. Fight the good fight of the faith. Eternal life, to which you were called, have confessed the good confession before many witnesses. So Timothy confessed a good confession. So this morning, if you go confession, you are not confessing what Timothy is confessing. Okay. So this confessing in Timothy is that he has confessed a good confession. That means, when he got saved, he made a confession. And that confession was that he has received eternal life. So that was concerning that good confession. If you read chapter 6, verse 13, which is not in this sheet, even the Lord Jesus made a good confession. Okay, it doesn't mean the Lord has sinned and he made a confessing of sins. I just want to read this, so maybe some of the new ones, when you read the verses, I don't want to get confused. The verse 13, I charge you, means Paul charged Timothy, before God, who preserves all things in life, and Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate. That was when the Lord was arrested, was judged before Pilate. He made a good confessing. And Pilate asking, are you the king? And the Lord said, you said it. So that confessing is not what we are talking about this morning. This morning we are touching 1 John. In the Gospel of John, John told us, in fact, the Gospel of John is the book of life. So by believing, we receive the divine life. Then in the epistles, John goes further. He goes further, bring us into the fellowship of life, that we may enjoy life. When we fellowship with the Lord, we enjoy the divine life, So this is the burden. So this morning, again, we are touching the matter of spending time with the Lord. So in our spending time with the Lord, our focus, like our brother mentioned, yes, when we come to his presence, we have sin. If we say we have no sin, we lie. We have sin. When we touch him, he will shine on us because God is light. But when he shines on us, we just acknowledge it. Just agree. Then we confess. Then he forgives us. He's more than ready to forgive us. Amen. Don't be afraid that, I did it last time. I did it again now. Maybe you did it more than two times. You may think, I don't need to I'm embarrassed to confess the same thing. We just need to confess, and the Lord will forgive us. His blood is eternally effective, always cleansing us. And sometimes, the weakness through the Lord's touching, not us examining ourselves, but through the Lord's touching. Every time we confess a little more, you confess one more time, the very weakness will be healed. So we just need to follow the Lord speaking. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins. And we can, through this, like our brother mentioned, the cycle, we can enjoy his presence, enjoy our fellowship with him. This topic is concerning confessing and repenting. Confessing our sins is because the Lord, in our coming to him, he touches us in our conscience. Conscience is the leading part of our spirit. And repenting, it doesn't mean that you just bit on your breast, I'm so bad, It doesn't mean that. Repenting, in the scripture sense, means you change your mind, Sometimes when we come to the Lord, we have things on our heart. We have things in our mind. We are bothered. So we come to the Lord, then we think about that thing. What you need to do? You need to repent. I need to repent. Just turn ourselves to the Lord. Maybe you come to the Lord, you're thinking about, I need to memorize the verses because, you know, I'm going to put on test what you need to do. That way you won't touch the Lord because you are touching the verses. You are trying to memorize. We all need to say, Lord, I want to put this aside. Lord, I'm coming to you. Lord, I open to you. You know, repenting is the mind. The mind is the leading part of our soul. So confessing is concerning our conscience. Conscience is the leading part of our spirit. So in contacting the Lord, the first thing, in fact, very important is we, or every one of us, we have a door. And that door is our heart. If your heart is not open, whatever you do, you try to exercise your spirit, but you are not touching it because the door is closed. The Lord has no way to come in. So we need to tell the Lord, Lord, I just open to you. I turn my mind, turn my heart to you. So while you're repenting, you setting aside whatever is on your mind, you come to the Lord. And the Lord, once our heart is open, the Lord can come in. The Lord is ready. You know, so these all these are here to help us to enjoy the Lord and to enjoy His presence. At the end, I just want to mention some of the things. You know, when we come to the Lord, of course, we can call and we can pray. Whatever I did, I mentioned, Lord, I come to you. This is pray. You know, and you can use the word pray, read, and. Then when you pray, read, when you come to the Lord will shine on you, and you just confess. Sometimes, you know, even in your time with the Lord, maybe the things is on your heart so much, you don't know what to do. The testing is here, it's going to be here. I have to memorize the verse. I don't want to be embarrassed, Lord. So that's on your mind. You cannot get it out. What should you do? You can say, Lord, I give myself to you. You come in. You know, what we cannot do, the Lord can do it. You know, our brother shared the divine life in us is divine, eternal, is powerful, indestructible, incorruptible. That life is also a living person. Amen. And when we just consecrate ourselves to Him, and He can come in. And then your mind will be free, will be set free. And at the end, maybe we just say, Lord, thank you. You know, Lord, I praise you. You know, so this way we contact the Lord and we tell Him we love Him. Amen. The more we enjoy confessing His forgiveness, the more we love Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are some practical points also related to the first night concerning the a man of God, you know, concerning the pursuing and forsaking. There are a lot of practical points concerning the forsaking. We can also, during this time, you know, coming to the Lord, and we can turn away from those things. Brother Dave can help us on that.